I did jot up a few little notes here, and this one's entitled A Very Special, Very Special Sermon. And it's entitled Pumping Bob. Because you see, friends, it all goes back to that quest of the thirsty heathen who was crawling through the hot, shifting sands of the Mojave Desert in search for water. This heathen, he did not know where he was. This heathen, he did not know he was in the Mojave Desert. But he did know he was in a desert. And more importantly, he knew that if he did not drink something soon, he would perish and become a dead, dehydrated dinner for the same vultures that provided the only shade whenever their bodies flew between him and the piercing sun. So you can imagine how relieved our wayward wanderer was when he saw an old-fashioned hand pup protruding from the distant sand mound. With his last ounce of energy, he crawled up the dune to the rusty pump and frantically pumped away. But alas, not a drop. Not even a cough to sputter or a little choke of hope. Just the shrill clankety clank of vapor lock. All seemed lost. And yet, even as our hot, helpless heathen collapsed at the base of the pump, he used his final calories of life to roll over on his back and beg the heavens, Lord God Almighty, grant me a miracle. And then, out of the clear blue sky, a drop of moisture fell upon his face, and then another, and then another. Yes, with disbelieving eyes, our desperate desert dweller looked skyward. He could not cry, for he had no tears to shed. It took his shriveled eyeballs a moment to filter out the blinding sun rays to see the source of his salvation. It was the vultures emptying their bowels in preparation of the upcoming feast. The traveler was furious. He grabbed fists of sand and threw them towards the birds, but to no avail. The sand merely fell back in his eyes, causing him more irritation. He cursed his god. He stomped about, kicking the dust, when, quite unintentionally, he stumped his toe on something buried in the ground. The pain gave him new strength. He yanked the dirty jar from the earth and aimed to toss at the buzzards. But during the windup, he felt a sloshing from within. With dire anticipation, he scraped the dirt from the label, and it read, This jar contains water. Do not drink it. Use it to prime the pump, and then refill it when finished. Thank you, and have a nice day. Well, I don't need to tell you what a predicament this put our poor protagonist in. If he drank the contents of the jar, he would have to have his thirst quenched only temporarily. But if he put his faith in the message, he could have the everlasting liquid of life in limitless liters. Now, which would you do, dear listener? Or to be more precise, which have you already done? For every day, dear friends, you are faced with the same dilemma as our thirst-quenched, starving, dehydrated desert dweller. You see, the everlasting liquid of life is slack. And the message that you must believe to receive this most everlasting of life is the word of J.R. Bob Dobbs. Believe in him, and you will receive his slack in everlasting quantities. Not just a taste here or a gulp there, but an abundance of slack every which way. You will drown in life's pleasures, Monday through Friday, weekends to boot. But you see, the conspiracy wants to keep you on a tight chain. They don't want to give you any slack at all. But they do so grudgingly, since you need it to survive to serve them. They give you the weekends and some time to set aside so you can recharge and have another life-sustaining drop of slack. Most folks, they use this opportunity to mow their yards or wash their cars or attend their conspiracy churches. Somewhere in between, they do get a drop or two of slack or else they die. Such are the bare necessities of humans. But how much they get is what the conspiracy tries so hard to control. Like the dehydrated traveler, they want to ration it out to you with an eyedropper, drop by drop, so you'll always be at their mercy, ready to fulfill their every whim. They control you through your ignorance. They tell you Bob's a joke, a myth, some kind of hocus-pocus circus magic. The only true religions, according to them, are the ones their state owns and operates. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, fill in the blank, whatever it is. There's 1,000 different religions with 1,000 different rules. But all their rules and religions have one thing in common, dear friends. They tell you that slack is bad. Slack is evil. Slack is the work of the devil. Oh, it's hard to believe, isn't it, dear friends? And yet,
Most of the world believes exactly that. Only J.R. Bob Dobbs has the gonads to tell the Emperor the naked truth. Only Bob is standing up and stating the obvious, the universal truth. It's good to feel good. It's bad to feel bad. If man were meant to feel guilt, he wouldn't have been born with a Bob. While the conspiracy is telling you, you gotta serve somebody, Bob is saying, serve yourself. Take as much slack as you want. It's not a rare commodity. This planet is covered with it. You only need to know where to look. And dear friends, that same Bob Dobbs wants to be your guide. For as he said so himself many years ago, you could give a man a fish and you fed him for a day. But teach a man to fish wallets and you fed him forever. So, what's it going to be, dear friends? A conspiracy recommended daily allowance of slack? Or a complete, unadulterated, drown in your own pleasures orgy of slack? Where you, and only you, say when you've had enough. The choice is yours. For as Dobbs so adroitly observed, you can lead a man to slack, but you can't make him drink it. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.